One is in great shape. The other is, well, a shape. The Greg Bogue and John Burton Show.
It's Greg Bogue, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Pat and Cook running things here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Well, I guess you saw the news yesterday. New show starting Monday, 2 to 4, The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin. They're not kin. They favor, but they're not kin. just like you and I, John.
That's right.
And we're not kin. Darren, Justin, both of you just talk at the same time, and that way you will go ahead and get that out of the way.
Just to confuse everyone, one good time.
There you go. Sounds good. That sounds like our show.
Seriously, welcome to the family, guys. We're excited to have you both you guys on board.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
By the way, see what you started, Greg.
All right, we're gonna go age before beauty here. All right, Darren.
Sure.
Darren, what's up, buddy?
This is what Monday's gonna sound like. Holy crap, we need to work on this.
Well, I said this already. You guys haven't even done a show yet, and your show is way better than the afternoon stretch with those clowns, Zach and Bruno. So, congrats on that.
Whoa. I don't know about it happening here.
All right. I'm refereeing one at a time. I started it. I'm going to end it. Okay. Here we go. We'll start with Darren. Darren, congratulations. Back where you started, we're going to tell the story about how you two guys met. I'll let you tell it in a minute, but just to be back over here where you started 25 years ago, and you know what I think about the Johnsons, Ted and Adam, and this family operation here, and it's good to have you, man. It really is.
Thank you, Pogie. You're right. 1998. I moved here on January 1. My first full day in Nashville was New Year's Day, 1998, and I moved from Cleveland, Ohio. I was trying to get in the business. I thought I had opportunities in Cleveland, and I thought it was going to work there. And I realized this is just not the market for me. And I picked Nashville, and I moved here on a whim. My family and my friends thought I was absolutely crazy. I would sit in the car, and I would just radio find it, and I found 560. And that's how literally it all started. And within a month of being in Nashville, I was in the building, and as you mentioned, that's how long I've known Ted Johnson, and we've watched Adam Johnson grow up in the business. So pretty cool, and it's hard to believe we're talking about this in 2022, so I'm excited to be back where it all started, my first ever gig in Nashville. This is home. It's always been home, and it's going to continue to be home no matter what, so I'm really looking forward to this, and I met Justin. Being on the air at 560, we're out at Ted Rhodes Golf, and Justin was a younger man who loved sports talk radio and wanted to get in the business, stopped by, and we started chatting then, and we've been talking 24 years later, so it's been a lot of fun, and I'm excited.
Justin, he couldn't talk you out of it, is what it did.
Well, he talked me out of it a little bit. After all, I'm in television as well, so, you know, it didn't quite go the way I thought it might go when I first met Darren at Ted Rose, and, you know, 24 years ago, which is hard to even say with my mouth with a straight face. That's absolutely amazing. But I met Darren, as Darren mentioned, at the Ted Rose Golf Center, and I had a deep passion for broadcast and for sports, and I started covering the Titans with the Tennessee Tribune here in town, African-American newspaper over on Jefferson, and I would meet Darren and see Darren at all kinds of sporting events, covering, you know, the Titans or whatever else, probably the Nashville Cats back then and a whole bunch of other things that came to town. So it was just a different place, and I appreciate his friendship and this opportunity. And this is the other thing about WNSR. WNSR also gave me my start in a way. I was board opping Nashville Sounds baseball at WNSR
Wow.
Back when they were in the PCL, and I would come work the board for those West Coast games against Fresno and Tacoma when the game wouldn't start until 9:05 Nashville time for his first pitch. And I would be there working the board op, working the board, running commercials and all that at WNSR. And that's that was my first shot at doing something. And even though I was not on the air, I was behind the scenes. I did sounds, baseball, and TSU football for a little while.
This question's for either one of you guys. I mean,
just
I've been
for the
here.
Record, John, just set it straight. While Justin and I have been close ever since, we never sat in the hot tub together at a Cats game. I just want that.
Duly noted.
Well, absolutely not. Absolutely, boy. You got to be old school to know that.
Well, yeah, but the one that would about the hot tub, there would be like, you know, three or four couples in there, and they would be drinking these 64-ounce beers, yet they never got out of the tub for three straight hours. So I don't think I want to get in that tub.
A lot of things can happen.
You know, nowadays, they would drive the tub down Broadway now. That's what's so crazy.
I think I'd be into
nowadays,
that, actually.
That's an infotainment, or whatever they call it, you know, vehicle now, down Broadway now.
Yeah.
Well, Justin, you know way too much about that.
That's right.
Quite frankly.
Hey, a question for either one of you guys. You know, I've been here for 10 years, you know, doing TV and now radio, and it's just amazing how much the sports landscape here in Nashville and Middle Tennessee has changed and how much the city has changed. Going back as far back as you guys go, man, what, you know, from where you started in this city and in this market to where it is now, how amazing has the change been in terms of the population growth, in terms of how successful the two main pro sports teams have been, all of that. I mean, you know, you look back and you say, man, it started this way, but now it's gone to this. You know what I'm saying?
Well, my answer is probably a little bit different, John, because when I first moved here in 1998, there was this thing called the cicada bug that took over the town, and there was a tornado that hit. And I was looking around going, what the hell have I done? Why have I moved here? What is happening? There's, like, locusts everywhere. There's tornadoes. Like, I'm not sure this is going to work out for me. But to your question, you know, to answer your question, I don't think anybody could have ever envisioned this. I mean, to go from, and Greg knows this, back at the beginning days when the Predators would have media skates out there with the coaches, with Barry Johnson, and Brent Peterson, and there was one media member who could skate, and he was showing off, and then he got hurt and had to be taken off on a stretcher.
Duncan Stewart, yeah.
Was that what?
That was Duncan Stewart? I think so. Yeah, he could. But anyway, go ahead and tell your story.
I've always wondered who that. I couldn't remember who it was that did that. Okay, well that makes wow even better. But
well, I mean, he had been in the. He'd probably been in tequila a couple hours before too. But go ahead.
I'm not touching that one. But, the nights were, the Predators, it was one of the things that drove Craig Leopold crazy is the beginning, you know, was the Titans. It was the NFL. They made the run to the Super Bowl, and they had the foothold in this market, much smaller market. And the Predators were trying to find their foothold, and they struggled during football season and drove Craig Leopold and his staff crazy. Like, they just could, it seems like, well, you got to wait till football season's over, and then just to see how it's all morphed into what it is today. And, you know, now there's an MLS team, and NASCAR's back, and it's endless. It just goes on and on. And if the Titans and the city and the state, everybody would get their stuff together and build this new frickin' stadium, we'll be talking about Super Bowls and
Final Four, WrestleMania, everything, right?
Final Four, right, everything you can think of.
Darren McFarland, Justin McFarland, the Mike McFarland Show will start on Monday, 2 to 4 every weekday. Justin, like John, to do this, you know, Channel 5 had to give, you know, when we came to you, Channel 5 had to give its blessings. I know for you, Justin, doing the mornings and everything else at Fox 17, that had to be the same, right?
And let me just add, Justin, respect to you and everybody that does morning news because I don't know if I could get up that early, A. B, go on the air and act like I've been up for hours. I mean, that is some serious work there to be able to go on TV that early in the morning. I don't think I could ever do it. I've been doing TV for 25 years, and, you know, I don't think I could go on a minute before, like, 10 a.m.
Well, John, here's the deal, man. It's mind over matter. If yes. you don't mind, then it doesn't matter, okay? That's the way that works. You get up there and you make it happen. And it's fine. I look at it as a fantastic opportunity to kind of get a jump on the day, and there's less people, you know, around, mm-hmm. and you really get to kind of, you know, wake up with everybody. And so I've kind of taken it and made it my own. Television in, you know, 5, 6, and 10, and John knows what that means. And the evening shows
yep.
Can be a bit of a grind and a bit of a race in a different way. So
yes.
Mornings have worked out very well for me, and I'm very appreciative of Fox 17 for allowing me to come over here and do this kind of a kind of adventure here. And it's fun getting back into sports a little bit. You know, I've been in the news for a long time, and news is heavy. We've got a lot of heavy issues going on in our city. So it's going to be a little relieving, honestly, to talk about sports a little bit and kind of dive back into that world. And there are times where the two intersect, and, you know, the stadium is one of them. The stadium is a... It's a sports story, but it's a big, big political city government, state government story as well. And it's going to be interesting to watch what happens with it, because something is going to happen one way or the other with the stadium. We are not going to continue on with Nissan Stadium as is. Something is going to happen one way or the other, and it's going to cost a lot of money to someone.
Darren, as you make this transition, I thought it was really cool that the Predators thought enough of you to keep you as part of what they're doing. You're going to be hosting their players show with Hal Gill. You're going to be the host of the official Predators podcast. In my mind, that shows you not only from Bob Cole, who's director of the broadcasting there, all the way up to Sean at the top, what they thought about you, that you would maintain those positions.
Well, thank you, Greg, for saying that. And you're right. I couldn't agree anymore. I mean, there's 9 wonderful seasons doing pregame and postgame and intermissions for every single game, preseason games, regular season, playoffs. What a run it was. Fond memories, endless stories, be with the team, traveling with the team on their run to the Stanley Cup final. Mm. It's just something I will never, ever forget, and I'll keep those memories and those stories with me for the rest of my life. It was just a journey none of us thought we were on. I mean, I certainly never thought I was on mm-hmm. that journey when I got on the team plane to head to Chicago, which series in the first round that no one, and I repeat, no one was predicting the Predators, who was the 8th seed, to beat the 1 seed.
Oh, I thought they'd sweep them. Come on, man.
I'll raise my hand and say I didn't think so either.
You know, I just want to say real quick that I'm looking forward to learning a lot more about hockey from Darren, and I'm mm-hmm. serious when I say that. It's because it's something that you're watching. Of course, we keep up. We know all the names and even some of the legendary names. You know, Tom Fitzgerald and Mike Dunham, and you know, all the way up through Paul Kariya and some of the other names. But you Martin Erat, but you don't get the sense for the game as much as you do football, because we didn't grow up with it in that same way. So there's a lot about hockey that I'm looking forward to this venture here as well, and I can't wait to dig into that, especially as we get towards the new year and football starts to leave the scene a little bit, and we start hockey season.
Yeah, you're definitely with the right guy, Justin. Trust me there.
Yeah, and going back to what I was saying before, I mean, just think about it. Look at the building for their doubleheader on Monday. That's preseason. Mm-hmm. And I was just talking about regular season games in 1998, and there were 8,000 people in the building. And now the building is full for preseasons. I mean, it's just amazing where this market is. But to Greg's original question, I mean, sure. Look, Sean Henry at the top, as you mentioned, and Bill Wickett and Bob Cole, to name a few. They didn't have to put me in this capacity. And it was a great lunch, and I'm glad that there was another opportunity to stay with the Predators and hosting all their podcasts and their player shows with Hal Gill. It's something I've just absolutely loved, following this team and the players. I mean, you guys know this. I mean, hockey players are just different.
Yep.
And that's just my opinion. I mean, I just
no. You're right, Darren.
And
you're right.
I'm not saying that there's bad against other athletes in other sports. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying they're just a different. They're just wired differently, and they're just down to earth dudes that honestly it just doesn't feel while they're the greatest athletes in the world on ice,
mm-hmm.
right? And doing this unbelievable thing on a piece of steel on ice.
Skating on swords.
Well, they here, and this is what I learned initially, and even in now, they take ownership in the sport, and they're good stewards of it.
Yep.
And yeah. there's no other professional yep. sports that says mm-hmm. that. That's not good or bad, but they are actually believe they need to be stewards of their sport.
Yep. They get it.
That's well said. That's well said. And it's just they're just a pleasure, and even the toughest guy. Oh, by the way, the guys that go out there and you know break their nose and fight people. Like
they're the nicest dudes, right, D-Mac?
They're the nicest, John. They are the nicest guys. I don't even know how you do that.
I know.
I don't know how you have that.
How do you turn the switch on and off? I never understood right. that.
I know. And they're like the nicest people. You go meet Mark Borowiecki.
Yeah.
Man, his body has taken a beating over the years. A beating over the years. Look at the way he plays. And if you go talk to Mark Borowiecki, honestly, again, the four of us could sit down with him, mm-hmm. and it would be like we've all known each other. I mean, he's just like the most down-to-earth. You wouldn't even know. It's like, which one plays NHL hockey? I mean, I guess if you look at the body type, maybe they would figure it out.
It wouldn't be. It's me. Come on. It's me. It's me. Bogey. Come on. Now, that's an easy question. My gosh. Is that the kind of, like, silly stuff you're going to be into? Right. By the way, you'll be a good lead-in to the show John doesn't like.
Well, we'll actually have, like, you know, two decent programs on this station.
Well, Bill,
I mean,
got to
you know,
add Bill.
Well, Bill. We have three, actually. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's always the one bad apple, so we got to deal with that afternoon show with Zach and Bruno. Bleh. But,
I need to get some background here. There's something I don't know.
Well, I feel sorry that you guys have to lead into that program, but we're excited to have you. So I want to apologize in advance.
Hey, we'll
figure out what happened. No,
right, we'll
fill you in.
Politics going on before you got there.
No, this has nothing to do with politics. That would take some thought.
Exactly.
So
I'm not smart enough for that.
Yeah. On both sides.
Exactly.
We'll fill you guys in.
Oh.
In other words, don't piss us off, okay? Hey, but hey, guys, you know what I think of you, you know, and I'm so happy, you know, for both of you, and I know you guys are going to be great. I'll be listening every day.
Yeah,
so.
Really excited for you guys. Welcome to the family.
Yeah, and we'll clue you in on all the other.
Yeah.
Love it. Thanks, guys.
All right. See you.
And thanks to both of you, and thanks to Greg, too. I've known Greg and Darren, you know, very long. I've known John a little while, but Greg, Greg goes way back as well. Greg is one of those guys who could tell the stories about the growth in town better than just about anybody.
And he knows more famous people than anybody I've ever met, Justin.
Oh, man. Greg is, you know...
He's America's guest, I call him.
All right. I'm old, okay? I get it. I'm old.
Yeah, you just never know where
Thank
people
you.
Show up.
Thank you.
You know, I'm on the lines. That's the thing.
Oh, boy. See you guys.
See you guys. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, you
sure y'all not Ken?
Stop it with that.
See you, bye.